833-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOCK.
All right. 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Coming up here in a few minutes, we'll talk to Gabe. I'll give you the whole backstory here in a second on Gabe, but we'll talk to him and find out, because I didn't get any message this weekend. I was supposed to get a voicemail message. I think it's Sarah's behest. I think Gabe was going to leave some message of, you know, dude, this is Gabe and I'm about to score. Or this is Gabe and I've just scored. And I didn't get anything like that. I got this email, though. Rick, here's a no-brainer. Rick, wow, all caps. Wow, that was a great time. I didn't happen Friday night, but Saturday night was great. I didn't have to do any work at all whatsoever. Yeah, baby. So we'll talk to Gabe in a few. We'll find out what happened with that. Later on this hour, top five. Also, we got the top five songs, by the way, from this day to 1994. The top five songs from the day of the knee whacking. In honor of the Tonya Harding anniversary. The top five songs on the day of the whacking of the knee of Nancy Kerrigan. So that's coming up. Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Later on, Richard Nunn from the WB and all that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080. 1-800-727-5955. And all this crap, all of this stuff to get to. In any event, this is Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 104, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center. A scare today aboard a Delta flight at PDX. Officials say Delta Flight 1676 was departing from Portland and heading to Atlanta, but was detained for 2 hours. This after a threatening message was found in a public restroom by the baggage claim department. An airport spokeswoman gives a vague statement.
This morning at about 7:45, a Delta employee became aware of a threat that was specific enough to identify one airline, and the TSA conducted several thorough screening procedures, and the flight was expected to leave about 2 hours behind schedule.
You know, damn it, we never did get a hold of PDX. I wanted to get somebody from Portland International Airport on to explain why did you can't take food on the plane anymore. I know it's not just so they can sell me more of that wooden lasagna that they insist on dealing out in first class. There's got to be some other reason behind it. Sometime this week.
They want to sell your food for like $10.
Yeah, which isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Anyway, the note said the writer was sick of the world and, quote, people on the flight would pay. And apparently they did. There was nobody traveling for free there, so everyone bought their own ticket. Everyone aboard the plane was taken off. The plane was checked by dog-sniffing dogs. I mean, bomb-sniffing dogs.
Dog-sniffing dogs. I think that's pretty much the standard setting. That's the default model that you get with the pet store. I like one of those dog-sniffing dogs. Here you go. Just pick one.
Then a passenger hanged himself in a first-class bathroom on a transatlantic flight after enjoying a scrumptious meal with champagne. Fellow travelers watched in horror as a doctor flying on the Heathrow to L.A. British Airways jumbo jet. Well, they tried to save the guy as a middle-aged fella, believed to be Swiss. He hanged himself after tying his belt around the handle designed for the handicap. The cabin crew forced their way to the bathroom, but it was too late. He was dead. We already talked about Jennifer Lopez. Well, if you're a Star Trek fan, then you know who Marina Sirtis is.
Marina Sirtis, who plays Counselor Deanna Troi in Star Trek The Next Generation and in all the Next Generation films.
She also had the tightest fitting outfit out of any of them.
You know,
light purple?
It was sort of lavender, this lavender outfit, but it's like... And her ass just got bigger and bigger and bigger with every series of the show. And Clyde has this great story. I think it was either Clyde or it was my friend Kurt, one of the two. I can't remember. But it was either Clyde or this guy Kurt that we used to work with. Took a long plane flight, sat next to this guy Rick Berman. And Rick Berman, it was this clattering keyboard in the background.
We're always busy here in the newsroom. We never sleep or take a break.
I'm just saying that this guy, Rick Berman, from Star Trek The Next Generation, he's like the executive producer or the creator or something. Anyway, and so I think it was my friend Kurt sat next to him on a long plane flight, and Kurt is just a big geek, and so it was just this huge wet dream where he was just, you know, interviewing, asking this guy all of this stuff about Star Trek for like a 3-hour plane ride. And I'm sure it was this Star Trek guy's worst nightmare. In a plane, strapped in, can't get out, can't change seats, can't run, next to a Trekker. who just wants to interrogate him at length. I mean, ad infinitum about Star Trek minutia. Anyway, so they got talking about Miranda Sirthes, and I guess the guy got a few drinks in him and said that, you know, every season her ass gets bigger, and so as her there was this weird sort of scales of justice direct proportion thing where as her ass would get wider, her neckline would have to go lower to distract from the big ass. And it's true in the movies,
well,
too.
The ass part of the uniform, wasn't it black anyway?
I don't know.
The lower part is black.
I don't know. I could never get my eyes past the neckline, so I was never able to... Although, can I just tell you this? I used to work, and I know this will surprise you all, but I used to work with a bunch of other geeks in Salt Lake, and in our office, we actually had a cardboard stand-up. Like a cardboard, you know, those cardboard cutouts of Marina Sirtis? And it was, I don't know how to put this delicately, but she wore this one overall sort of leotard, and it was cinched a little too tight down below up front, if you know what I'm talking about.
Wait, I don't know if I can say this.
No, you can't.
Oh,
I don't,
man.
You can't use the term, but you know what I'm talking about, the CT, you know what I'm talking about. And it's right there, and it's like,
oh,
and that's
God.
And it's unpleasant. I don't know if I can speak for all guys, but it's like, speaking for me, I just don't want to see that.
You just see that. It's like you guys wearing spandex and seeing all the outlines.
Like,
you don't
like,
want to see the outlines.
No, it's like when you see, some guy at the beach, and you see the marble bag, and it's like, I don't need to see that.
I want to know why Sarah knows so much about Star Trek.
Because she's a geek. Horse hoof? Oh, instead of the CT. Moving on, here's... Do we actually play any of the cuts?
No, not yet.
Well, let's get to that.
Marina, tell us how much fun it is to have sex with aliens.
I paid him about $500 to write that. No. I kept shooting this when we were shooting, thinking, is this going to be a PG-13? Because it seemed very real.
What kind of accent is that?
And I thought it might
fake
be a
one.
Little... too graphic
pretentious
for,
one.
For a younger audience.
She's one of the upper class, like J-Lo.
Yeah. But she still remembers the little people.
Marina, tell us what it's like to be wearing Deanna's corset wedding dress.
It's fine to be strapped into something, you know, for half an hour.
Yeah,
in
but wear appropriate
when it comes
undergarments.
To actually
Jesus.
Being, wearing it for 2 days. My ribs actually hurt to touch at the end of the first day. You were like, oh, ow, ow. And I was saying with the shoes, make them higher, because Jonathan's 6'4", and I'm 5'3.5", and so I wanted to make up some of the difference. And so by the time we actually got to do the dancing at the wedding, I was in agony.
All right.
So much like my own wedding, in fact.
Okay. Do you ever notice how much Clive Lewis looks like Jonathan Frakes, though, who plays Will Riker?
Oh, he completely does.
Like if,
number two?
Yeah, like if number two, like if he sort of let himself go to seed a little bit, like if Jonathan Frakes sort of let himself go.
Has he ever done anything besides Star Trek?
No. He narrates, he's directed some crap, and then he narrates stuff on like the NASA channel every now and again, but he doesn't really do anything.
No, didn't he host some show on the Sci-Fi channel?
He hosted
Beyond Chance?
He hosted the moon landing hoax show, too.
Okay.
That thing. Did we go to the moon? That was him.
Well, I guess that's it.
Okay.
It's going to be a nice day today, and it's going to be nice for several other days.
I just got a new car.
Well, which is what?
This is the brand new Volvo 75th Anniversary Edition, which comes with, let's see, twin 7-inch video screens mounted in the head restraints with a DVD CD player, 80-channel capacity color TV, video game port, two wireless headphone sets. It has a... it has a pollen filter inside, so you don't have to worry about dust and grime getting in when you're driving.
But the funny part is they keep giving you these cars that have these flip-down DVD screens in the back, yet you're not married, you have no children. Your dog isn't going to sit in the back. Your dog probably sits up front with you, doesn't he?
No, usually sits in the back and watches videos.
Okay.
You let your dog go in those cars?
No, I wouldn't do such a thing.
Well, they don't belong to you.
With the leather interior, those big claws and everything?
How much is this car retail?
This car goes for $50,115.
Oh, God. Just my contempt just knows no limits. All right.
And let's see, what is it? What else does it have? Let's see. Outside rear view mirrors, memory interior dust and pollen filter. I already told you that, didn't I? Temperature gauge. And some other things here. A lighting system, a mobilizer, anti-theft ignition with coded keys, and daytime running lights.
Life is hard.
It is.
All right.
And I guess that's the end of the news. Tim Riley, the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. All right, so coming up later on this hour, the top five songs from the day of the great knee whacking. Also, Jolie from the front, that's later on, Richard Nunn from the WB. Okay, so backstory, real quick backstory here. For those who came in late, as they say in the Phantom comic strip, so the guy Gabe had sent in a question to How Chicks Think with Jolie, and it was about some chick that quit having sex halfway through, and it was all psycho, and we'd say kick her to the curb, and yada yada. So a couple days after that, though, he sent us this email saying, you have to follow me on this now. Gabe had sent us an email saying that his best friend's wife wanted to set him up on a threesome with the wife's friend, or the wife's cousin, rather, and the cousin's friend. So the wife would not be involved. But the best friend's wife was like, hey, let me set you up with my cousin and her best friend. And we were trying to figure out why this was, and I guess it's because the wife said something along the lines of, well, you're just a great guy, and I want to do something nice for you. And I always thought that this might involve getting a card or something, or you just, you know, somebody sent you flowers. But no, no, no. So his best friend's wife sets him up in this threesome. She didn't want to watch. She didn't want to join in. She didn't want to take pictures. I don't think she wanted to hear about it. She was just like, let me do something nice for you, Gabe. I'm going to set you up with these two broads who want to do you at the same time. And so he told us that the plan was for it to happen Friday night, and that we were going to get some details from him. We didn't get a call from him this weekend, so I hope they didn't tie him down or knife him or something. So
no, let's I think
go.
He's there.
So let's bring onto the show Gabe.
Gabe. How you guys doing?
What's up with you, man?
Nothing. I just a little sick from the weekend. I drank about 3 gallons of whiskey, but that's all right.
Okay, so what we all want to hear, first of all, so did the threesome happen, yes or no?
It did. It was great.
Yeah, go. Yeah, I think that kind of goes without
saying. Oh, that's a detail.
That's sort of a given. No, 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 and it was really enjoyable. So it didn't happen Friday, though. It got delayed?
It got delayed to Saturday.
Okay.
And my buddy's wife called me up and invited me over with these two girls.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy's wife and her husband, my buddy, they leave.
Oh, so where? Well, whose house was this at?
At my buddy's house and his wife's house.
So the buddy and the wife invited you over, and then the two girls were there too, and then the buddy and the wife left you at their house.
I bet they were videotaping or something.
Dude, they had
on
cameras.
Their bed.
How
are you going to do it on their bed?
Dude, totally.
You're going to be all over the internet.
That's cameras rolling. Well, what does he care? Here's a dude, there's a video of you doing two chicks. Yeah, that's right.
They can plaster all over the internet for all I care.
Okay, so
what were you wearing, Gabe?
Okay,
I was just wearing regular clothes, slacks, and a button-up shirt. And these girls, I thought they were part of the trench coat mafia or something, but what it came down to is they were wearing trench coats with nothing on underneath.
Oh, you're killing me. Okay, so...
Gabe, did you use protection?
Oh, of course.
What are you, his mom?
Well, just checking. I mean, girls who are offering themselves to a stranger,
I don't know.
No,
no.
They sound like trouble.
No.
They're dirty. Diseased.
They're dirty. Thanks. Thanks, thanks, Carrie. You know, you sound like Sissy Spacek's mom.
Dirty pillows.
You're dirty pillows. Yeah, exactly. Way to go with the cultural allusions. Sarah Dillon. That makes up for you not knowing who Keith Richards was.
Who?
All right. Okay, so, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. So, you're over at the buddy's house. The wife is there. These two girls are there. And the buddy and his wife, did they leave knowing what was going to go on in their house once they left?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they left just so we could have the whole house ourselves.
Did they say when they were coming back? Did you think you only had a certain amount of time?
Well, I assumed around 2:30 when they quit serving liquor at the bars, you know. So.
Okay. And so what time did they leave?
I had a few hours to work with.
All right. So they left at like 9 or 10?
Yeah, right in there.
Okay. So they leave the house. The door shuts. Click. You're all alone. The two girls are there. What happens?
I was just sitting there drinking, you know, having a good old time. They go into a room to start preparing.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing I know, I'm in the room with them. You know, I was a little inebriated at the time.
And
but,
so you've been doing a little drinking to loosen up. Were you nervous? Did you feel like you needed to have a few drinks to sort of relax?
Oh, no, it was just Saturday night.
All right, just normal drinking. So
just
they,
normal drinking.
So they go into a room to prepare.
Come back out and get me, and it went from there.
So what was the, now when you say prepare, what were they preparing? Was this, they were just nuding up?
Oils or? And...
Yeah, what are they putting restraining devices down, or what were they preparing?
Oh, they had their toys, they had oils, they had all this stuff. I didn't do anything. I just walked in there and they went to work on me.
Yeah, toy, we'll assume that there's some, what they call marital aids in the South and sex toys, and then also handcuffs?
No handcuffs.
Okay, that's okay. Because you see, the handcuffs on a first date.
Scarves?
On a first. See,
well, I know they would have handcuffed me to the bed and left me there butt naked. You
well,
know,
see, that's what I'm saying. Your first experience with somebody, I don't think you want to be handcuffed or tied down. Because it's like you want to make sure they're not completely psycho. You want to be able to let yourself, you know, get yourself free.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did they seem more into them to each other or more into you, Gabe?
Yeah, this is my next question. Now, they were of course, both pleasing you. Now, did they also please each other?
They did.
Ah. much.
Very much so.
The greatest story.
Was there a third wheel, or were you guys all pretty much equally the same?
We were all intertwined together. It was like we were playing one big game of Twister.
Now, at some points, was it difficult at some points during the experience to figure out, like, the mechanics, like, who's doing what to who? Like, at some point, did you have to stop and go, okay, that's taken care of. I guess I can focus on this part here.
Well, I thought it would be, but it just kind of came naturally.
Sort of, it's just sort of kind of intuition, just followed your gut on it?
Yeah, it just went with the flow.
Now, just and were there periods, I mean, how do I say this here without being too graphic? How long would you say the total experience lasted, beginning to when you, like, cleaned up, got dressed, and left?
About an hour, I'd say.
About an hour, okay, so it was pretty
give
much...
Give or take a little.
Okay, so like an hour, give or take... And the girls were equally into each other as well as into you, and then so you just kind of came to the evening came to sort of a natural conclusion, and then what? And then you just did you just button up
did you
and leave?
Them?
We got a little scared because previously when I wrote in about the girl that stopped halfway through, she had called me on the phone asking me what I was doing, and of course me being all drunk as I was. I asked her if she wanted to come over and join us.
So you said you want to make it four.
And so she got mad and hung up on me, of course, but, you know, who cares?
You pushed your luck, buddy.
Were you afraid that she was going to come over and interrupt the evening?
No. She had no idea where I was at.
Excellent. Okay. Briefly, for those who may have missed this the first time, the two girls, what celebrities would you say they most resemble?
I would have to say... A lower scale Salma Hayek.
Come on. You're talking my language now.
And, you know, they're both dark hair, tan skin, just Latin looking women, which I love.
Yeah, you have the best life of anyone on earth. And so they both kind of look that way, very curvy, sort of very voluptuous. And so then you finished. Now, when you finished and the sort of the sex was over, now, was there awkwardness? Like, you know, did you lay around for a while afterwards and do any, like, did they want to talk or have any discussion? Or when you finished, was it just like, we're done with you, you know, I'm going to get out?
Oh, no, we got dressed, went out into the front room, turned on the music, and started drinking some more.
Oh, and so you went over, party a little, then the big threesome, and then kind of partying afterwards, too. So, see, that's probably the smart move, because I'm thinking you want to do that so that, like, there's a chance of a return engagement, so the girls don't think that, you know, you're just some dick going to come over and plow them and then want to leave. Now, did they bring up the possibility of doing this again?
They did. And I told them about this limousine you guys may have offered me, and they loved that. So if I could use that sometime, that'd be great.
Rick Emerson comes through again for a brother. So, yeah, so this guy, Dan, who hooked us up with the limo for the first and second listener parties, had said that he might provide you the limo at a discount or at cost or something to woo these two women. So, see, and here that limo has got the full-on glass window that goes up. I mean, Sarah's seen it. That limo has the window that goes up that separates you from the driver. And so you could totally get your swerve on, like, right there in the limo, too. And that's totally, you can just live out every rock star, just Gene Simmons fantasy you ever had. You and two girlies in the back of the limo.
Oh, it'd be sweet.
Oh, that's just the greatest thing ever. All right, so now you said in your email here, hold on, where's my Gabe email? You said in your email that you have some pictures of the girls. They're not nude, but you do have some pictures of the girls that you are you going to drop off or give us the hookup with.
Yeah, that I do. I have to find a scanner. I don't have one personally, but I can either scan them and email them to you, or I can just drop them off down at the station.
If you can drop them off, we have a scanner here. We can scan them and then give you the originals back.
Okay.
So whatever time is going to work for you, I don't know, I'll put you on when we're done here with Sarah, and she'll give you the location for the station. And you can drop by. We'll give you the nickel tour, and we'll scan the pictures and everything here. I have to ask you about something. The P.S. here, it says, P.S. Rick, I made them scream out Rick and Matt in honor of the great show you guys have. Did you really?
That I did.
Dude, come on!
Oh, my God.
That's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
They have to know about the Rick Emerson
show. Oh, come on. There's just no way that this could have turned out any better. I mean, that's just, there's no possible way this could have been taken to the next level. I think we're all in agreement here, though, that the fact that the couple, are you sure that this couple that set this up for you aren't swingers or something?
Positive. They were just over at my house yesterday for dinner with my parents and...
Were you doing
Did you offer to wash their sheets or anything?
Did you do this in their bed?
No, it was in the guest room.
In the guest room. Okay, so it wasn't where they sleep. I totally bet that that couple came home later and was like, either if they didn't film it, which I think we all think they did, they were either watching the film back, or if they didn't film it, you know that they were...
Were there windows in this room low to the ground? Was it first floor?
Or at least it's one of those couples where the wife gets all turned on by orgies or being a voyeur or something. You know that they were totally using that as their own little fantasy fuel later on when they were banging it out. You know that that was the case.
Very well could have been, but that's perfectly fine with me.
Excellent. This is the greatest call we've ever had.
Hey, Gabe, can I ask you how your performance was? What would you grade yourself?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you do both of them? Yeah, did you engage in a sex act with both women?
With both of them. I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, I won't give myself a 10, but I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give myself an 8.
You didn't have any performance anxiety or fears?
None.
Oh.
Not all whatsoever.
Dude, you're the man. I'm going to put you on hold with Sarah. She'll give you the location for the station. We'll have you drop by with the pictures, do the scan. There's Gabe.
Give it up for that guy.
They're all very proud.
Made them shout Rick and Matt.
Yeah, baby.
All right, coming up, we got the top five. Also, Jolie from the front desk. I got to go kill myself. My life sucks. We'll be back.
Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
You look like you're speechless right now.
Great. Well, what else? What can I possibly say to that? I mean, the line of the email says it all, in all caps. Wow, that was a great time.
I mean, I don't trust the people whose house it was.
What do you mean, don't trust? He doesn't care if it gets filmed.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying, I think that there was some video camera action.
It's not like it's him and a mule or something. It's just, it's him and two hot chicks. Dude, I'd be sending that to
maybe,
you know,
maybe they got on tape them yelling at Rick and Matt.
Oh, see,
and you could use that for like
that's the sweetest plum if that happened. Here's Sarah Dillon with Travis.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-737-5955 or 503-250-1080. Coming up here in just a few, we got the top five songs from 1994, the day of the great knee whacking. Later on, we got Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Rick, Gabe is my god.
Yeah.
Also, could you ask Sarah to take pictures of the penis, guys? All I can manage to make with mine is a yardstick.
I'll bring in a zoom lens.
Yeah. F Matt with Ben Stein.
This F Matt is sponsored by Vancouver Pipe and Tobacco.
Yeah, I'll just have them sit over there with you, right? I mean, the penis origami guys are puppetry of the penis. They look like nice enough guys, but they're... I don't know, they look sort of freaky. I mean, I they don't look like serial killers or anything, but they are...
Are they on the back of that magazine there? Are those the butts?
Yeah, well, see, this is their... And I'm telling you, man, this one guy looks just like Jimmy Buffett. It's
you know, they were on the Anna Nicole Smith show.
Really?
Yeah, for her Christmas special. They came in and made hamburgers and elephants
with
and
video.
Stuff.
A video. See, there's a videotape.
So these are the actual guys, not...
This is the... Yeah, it's...
Are they mullets?
We are so lucky.
What?
Are they sporting mullets?
No, the one guy is you know, basically my thing where it's, you know, the sideburns with short hair. And the other guy has, you know, like long, curly hair. But
are they
attractive? It's not a mullet. He's got the...
Yeah, are they cute?
Faces?
Well, look at you asking.
On, Rick,
I don't know. It's over here. I'll pass it over to you guys here.
Please
do. You all can tell me. And it comes with a video. The Ancient Art of Genital Origami.
Are you going to watch that before Friday?
No, I'll let you do the review.
Since I am executive producer, spot,
yeah,
I should probably research it.
Yeah, you
might want to hand that over.
You better do your investigative reporting on it. All right. We get the top five in a moment. Let's get Rich. He's in Vancouver, a full-time listener. What's up with you?
Yeah, hey, Rick, I just wanted to let you know that Marina Surtees is British. She's from England. It's not a fake accent.
It doesn't sound British. I mean, obviously it is, but it sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? It sounds like some bizarre variant on an accent. Do you know what part of Britain she's from?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's just kind of weird.
She kind of has that Elizabeth Hurley snootiness.
She really does. That's exactly what it is. It sounds like some weird upper crust thing going on. All right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Rick, for my birthday, my parents took me to my first Star Trek convention. Deanna Troi, Marina Sirtis, was the guest speaker. Anyway, she mentioned that she doesn't wear undergarments during her everyday life. So, okay, see, that explains why in that full body picture she's got the... unpleasant separation happening. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, all right, here's your top five for Monday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire. grandma will just counting the best thing to do.
Let me also just say this about Gabe.
Counting is
I wonder, this is another thing. When he comes to drop off those pictures, do we know when he's doing that, by the way? Do we know when he's going to drop those off?
No, he didn't mention, actually.
All right, well, anyway. Next time we talk to Gabe, we should ask him, like, if that happened to you, well, you all are probably the wrong ones to ask. You men, though, you know what I'm saying here. If you don't you think that you would just want to stop 30 or 40 times during the act and just be like, dude, look at what I am doing? Like, you would totally, not even just to see if you're dreaming, but just to, like, take in the fullness of the moment. So my friend Martin told me this one time. Short story. I used to work in Salt Lake, and we worked in the station. It was really cool. Had a great lineup. You know, we got paid really well. It was a great time. Anyway, so we had these great jobs. We worked at this great talk station in Salt Lake, and we were only on the air for like 3 years or so, and then it went to Radio Disney. But anyway, it was a great place to work. And I remember Martin, this British guy I worked with, told me one time in a staff meeting, he's like, "Guys, you've got." He was this older guy, and he's like, "You've got to remember to look around. These are the good old days, man. You're living in the good old days. Always remember it. Appreciate it now." And so that's always stuck with me. That realize when you're living in the good old days. You know, you're creating the good old days. That's totally the Gabe thing. I don't even think I'd want to actually continue the sex. You'd just be stopping and just like looking in the mirror and going, "Look at me, baby. I'm Gabe with the two girls. Booyah." All right, here's Tim Riley in the KJK Newsroom.
And in honor of Tanya Harding's knee whacking by proxy escapades 8 years ago today, we proudly present the top five songs from that date in history, January 6, 1994. Number five is Tony Braxton and Breathe Again.
I don't know anything by Tony Braxton. I can already tell you this is a horrible song.
I think she's trying to make a comeback now. I think she came out with a new album or something.
That sounds like a good idea.
Didn't she go broke at one point?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about Toni Braxton.
She's beautiful. I remember this from 8th grade. Great song.
Oh, my God. 8th grade. Yeah, because you would have been...
It was 8th or 9th.
14.
Yeah, so that was...
Jesus.
Probably, yeah.
I already had my first program director gig. I was already a PD when I was in 1994.
That was one of the few years I wasn't fired.
94 is when I got my first talk show. I did my first talk radio show in 94. 8 years ago, I did my first talk show. It's when I made the move from DJ to talk guy.
Was it in Eastern Washington?
It was in Spokane. Oh, I know this song. I know the hook. I've heard this. But I've only heard it on those compilations. The Sounds of the 90s. Great love songs. This is crap.
Please stop.
Number four is Janet Jackson again.
The crap just keeps on coming.
This song wasn't that bad. This is when she was going through a kind of hippie stage. She made her comeback and had worked out a lot. And a really hot guy in this video.
I totally know this song, too. Again, yeah. It's got a pretty melody and all, but
I saw her in concert when she was here just last time.
Really?
Yeah, and she took a guy from the audience and stuck him up on this turning wheel thing.
Did she hump him?
She kind of did, yeah.
I totally quit on. See, but it's the Christina Aguilera thing. I quit paying attention to Janet Jackson when she started to be a big hoe. Like around the Velvet Rope era, I was like, you know, you've lost me now, right? It's like if I want to go see some chick who's a hoe, there's a million chicks, even in music, that you can go see that are slutty. It's like that's not enough for me. I mean, everybody's heard me say this a billion times, but that's why, to me, Janet Jackson peaked during Rhythm Nation. Because she was doing something different. I mean, when she was doing Rhythm Nation and Miss You Much, it was different from what every other hot chick in music was doing. It sounded different. And this, to me, see, like, this is just like the Toni Braxton song. To me, there's nothing unique or special about this music at all. Oh,
I think this song's really pretty.
It's a pretty song, but it's so bland. It's so interchangeable with so much other R&B. She used to be different, and now it seems like
But it was
just...
really well... Like, I mean, 8 years ago, though, this
really
was
well
a lot
done.
Different than other music.
It's well done, though.
Number three is Ace of Base, All That You Want.
Now that's some music.
Oh, my.
This is an awful song.
Oh, I totally remember this from college.
But I hate Ace of Base.
Hey, Ace of Base, though, did a great single. Ace of Base has one of the best ABBA songs that ABBA never did. The song called Beautiful Life. It was their first single off The Bridge, which was the follow-up album to this album. Beautiful Life, I'll play it for you later. Beautiful Life is like the best ABBA song you've ever heard. It's like if you don't have a new ABBA song to listen to, you should listen to this Beautiful Life song. This song is a piece of crap, though. This is a big piece of trash. These chicks were hot, but that was... But see, again, it's like... You know, I got... You know, you got Penthouse if you want to see hot chicks. I don't need to listen to them sing bad music. And the chicks in Penthouse are quiet. That's all I remember is that stupid hook being stuck in your head. No. This song would just blow away in any sort of a breeze. There's just nothing here. Oh, okay.
Number two, Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting.
All for Love. Oh, my God. This is from that Three Musketeers movie. Wait for it.
Let's make it
Oh, this is really bad stuff.
Rosie 105.
What's that? Light 10? The hell, you know, Light 107 or whatever the hell that is.
Light Rock.
Yeah, this is totally that music everybody work and agree on.
Hey, love.
Completely.
This is a good love song.
65 degrees down in the parkade, 85 at the Portland International Airport. Is Bryan Adams and Rod Stewart and Sting. And Sting! Like, I can understand Rod Stewart because he's a hack. Bryan Adams because he's a total hack. But Sting, I actually sort of respect a little tiny bit. I mean, I'm not much of a Police fan, but I like Sting. Sting seems like kind of a cultured guy. And then he does this piece of garbage.
You're missing the light.
What was that?
You are the fire in my life.
Oh, please. And you know this is one where these guys are sitting in the studio going, dude, we are going to get laid off of this. This song is going to get us so much tail. And, you know, this was obviously an attempt to cash in on that hideous Everything I Do It For You song from Robin Hood. Because this was the next year. It was like 2 years later and it was from Three Musketeers. And it didn't actually do all that well. I mean, it was in the top five, but it wasn't the blockbuster they thought it would be. Because it's just drivel.
Did you see the movie?
No, I managed to avoid it somehow.
I don't watch movies with men in white.
Oh, but you'll see them twisting their penises into the shape of... Never mind.
Number one, back when she had her wits about her, Mariah Carey with Hero.
There's nothing good in this top five. This is officially a top five without anything good. And then a hero comes along. Speaking of not wearing any underpants.
Did you see her movie?
Glitter? No, I passed.
Oh, I saw part of it. No, did you?
I actually saw it. I decided I wanted to watch it.
Kim Morgan actually saw it and said it wasn't bad enough to be good. You know what I mean? It wasn't a showgirls. She said it wasn't bad enough to be entertaining. It was just sort of bland, so I skipped it. There's this whole debate raging now about whether or not she actually had panties on when she went on TRL and was giving out those popsicles. Because her... When she went nuts on MTV... Because... Halfway through the interview, somebody comes out and puts a, her, one of her handlers comes out and puts a coat over her lap. And it's supposedly because she didn't have any panties on.
And what was the problem there?
Well, I'm just saying.
She's wearing a skirt?
Yeah, no,
oh,
she was sitting
God.
In a chair. Sitting in a chair and you could get the whole...
Oh!
You could see the...
Mariah.
The pearly gates there, as it were. And
that was the beginning of the end, I think.
She denies that it's the case, but why else when she's sitting in a skirt in a chair would somebody come out and put a coat over her lap? Clearly it's because you can see...
In front of all those 14-year-olds
yes.
and everything? Oh, man.
You can see the holiest of holies there. All right.
Holy?
I'm just saying. Oh, this is awful. All right. Jolie from the front desk and a few with How Chicks Think later on. Richard Dunn from the WB. This is awful. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
KOTK.
Oh, yeah, you punished me by cutting off the end of the
you
song.
You looked
oh,
so
no.
distraught. No, you were about ready to do this huge crescendo. I saw your arms
no,
up
no,
in the
I
air.
Was doing, no, I, that was the universal gesture for the when you're feeling it. You know that where you clench your fist and you kind of
you
squint your eyes.
You just looked at me with
rock.
Anger. I know the difference.
No. Do you ever see those videos where it's like, and it's always some cheesy ballad from the 80s, like Lover Boy, where they're playing some slow song. And they always cut to the drummer who always has a fro and a headband. He's drumming slowly with his eyes shut, and he's got that look that he feels it. Looks like he's taking a bad bowel movement. You know what I mean?
Did you feel it?
Here's no. Here's Sarah.
Eastbound.
The Rick. Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hey, did you see this thing about this Israeli-era porn video?
No, Rick, just you.
I have this whole... I gotta give this to Tim later. This is the greatest headline. I'm not making this up.
As Dave Barry sometimes says,
Israeli-Arab porn video inflames community passions.
From Yahoo. I'll read this later.
This is the best story. This is the whole day of the best things ever.
All right.
And plus, let me also just say this about some other stuff. That whole business of Gabe, since we've now sort of figured out it's like a fait accompli that the couple was... Why else would you have him use your house unless you were going to tape it? So... Am I the only one who loves the image of that couple later on, taking out the videotape or whatever that they secretly filmed all that with, watching it back, and then suddenly having the moment where the girls go, oh, Rick, oh, Matt. I mean, what are you going to... I'm just saying. Mike in North Portland, what's up with you?
Hey, man. During that top five, did your callers all suddenly go to K-Dung?
What? Oh, yes. No, it's true. No, there was nothing good. There was nothing good in that top five. It was 1994 was apparently the year of
crap.
The crap. Yeah. It was the year of the dung. All right, it's time for another edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. Yo.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy.
This is me.
And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly.
All right, what's up with you?
Keep him busy back there.
Yeah, okay. I'm just, you're doing a very good job. By the way, in case you didn't hear me mention this earlier, so you today are in for Sarah, who in turn is in for Matt, who is gone like a big vacationing bastard.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing a very good job today.
Thanks.
Handling all things well. So calls today are being screened by Jolie, if you call it.
Oh, you shouldn't have told him that.
Why, now they call and give you crap?
Yeah.
You suck. All right. This question today comes to us from Joseph. Jolie, all this discussion about threesomes has got me inspired. It's time that I experience this too, but it sounds like I need at least one slutty woman to start with, and two if possible. Well, I guess you get one slutty woman, she probably has friends. She'll find the second one for you, like a truffle hound. Anyway, it sounds like I need at least one slutty woman to start with, and two if possible. My question is this, how can I tell if a woman is easy? Joseph.
Oh, Joseph.
She's
in
Brandy, for one thing, but...
No, well, you already know that we're not simple creatures. I think we've figured that out.
Yeah, well, you're not men. Men are basically one-celled organisms. Men got, like, one moving part, maybe. That's
yeah,
about it.
I know that. I'm married. No,
women are much... Okay. A little hostility there, and he doesn't clean the house either. All right.
Okay, so you really can't judge the book by its cover.
Oh,
let me tell you that much right
now.
It's
such a lie. Why do you lie like that?
It is not.
All right, I'm going to step back.
Thank you.
I'm going to step off. Okay.
Because, you know, I mean, I know that you've gone out to bars. There's some people out there that have gone out to bars or they see the hoey-looking girl on the street who dresses very provocatively. But it's just for attention. And she's like, there's some girls that are going to dress like that, so you're going to automatically think, oh, she's a hoe. And try to go, you know, take her home with you, but
right,
she's not going to go for that.
But we can, come on, you're lying. We
no,
can,
I'm not.
We all know when a girl is easy. You can
yeah,
totally...
and you know when she wants it, she says no, right? That's exactly what you're going to tell me.
What? I don't even understand what you're saying there. I'm saying, please, you of all people, even more so than a guy, you women know when another woman is a slut.
Right.
You can tell.
Okay, I'm going to give Joseph some advice.
Okay.
Because... You have to get to know the woman. You have to, you know, I know you're going to do that. I know it.
Yeah,
I knew you were going to do that, Rick.
Yeah, we're all about getting to know.
But you can't just look at her and say, oh, she's a hoe, oh, she's not, oh, she's a hoe, she's not.
Well, you do it.
I do not.
That is not you specifically, but women. You women.
Okay, but still, it doesn't mean that it's true.
You are being, okay.
You have to go talk to the girl, like, you know, if Joseph's in a bar or whatever trying to pick up a girl, you know, you have to pay attention to the body language,
mm-hmm.
Get into some conversation that's going to reveal whether she's easy or not.
Well, like what? Would you do me for a quarter?
No,
Would you do me for cab fare and a box of chicken and a biscuit?
Well, see, that's how a guy would think, obviously. But you gotta, you know, smooth.
You gotta smooth it up.
You gotta start talking and BSing. Come on.
This is hard.
No, but you can't. I mean, honestly, you can't.
That's why guys just watch porn
instead.
You
seriously can't tell. There's a lot of undercover sluts out there that look presentable, but they're not.
Undercover slut. That
exactly.
Sounds like a great man. That's a movie
that,
begging to be made.
That whole Catholic schoolgirl thing, you know, a lot of them are sluts.
Well, but you can tell. Catholic schoolgirl,
but not
slut.
Me.
You weren't a Catholic schoolgirl, were you?
Oh, yeah, 16 years.
Were you ever a slut?
No!
No!
You're a little too quick to say no, Jolie.
Do I dress... what do you think? Do I look like a slut?
Not now.
Am I dressing like
one? But I'm saying maybe in the past. All right, well, we'll figure this. We'll finish this on the other second. Hang on, we got to do this thing. And we got undoubtedly calls about this as well. So we'll do this. Here's another edition of Jolie from the front desk at How Chicks Think. Exactly, and we're all about knowing. More on the way. We'll finish this whole thing about how you can tell when a chick is easy, and you can totally tell. There's totally ways you can tell. So we got that coming up. We'll get Richard Nunn from the WB later on. Tom Likas, followed by the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. Stay there.
From Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.